While playing extra time, I said, Shami, you need to come up with an interception. And then the ball came. I'm like, Shami, this is your turn. You're the last man of defense. You need to get this ball. And luckily, by the time I thought that to myself, Maisie deflected the ball and I got the interception off Ellen. It was such a huge, huge moment for the team. And I'm glad I got that intercept for the team to come out with the win.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Nothing But Net Ball with Seabass and Coco. Look, it is done. It is dusted. The Thunderbirds are the 2023 Premiership Suncorp Super Netball winners. Tell me, did you watch the game?
I did. And how wild was it? I mean, at halftime, I was like, Thunderbirds looking great, but the Swifts, you can never count them out. And I remember when we spoke on the podcast last week about how close all the games were. Round one, when that game was cancelled at halftime due to the lights in Adelaide, and then the last two times the Thunderbirds had won. So I was thinking, right, this is exactly what we wanted in this second half. The Swifts came back. So then I thought the Swifts could have won it probably three times and the Thunderbirds really lost it three times essentially. And then I didn't think we would go to extra time and I didn't think that my heart could take it. And oh my gosh, it was just crazy. But I mean, an amazing grand final, I think, Seabass.
Yeah, I agree. What a great way to finish Suncorp Super Netball. I think for me, like, it was played in neutral territory. So it was in Melbourne at John Cain Arena. And you wouldn't have known because there were so many passionate fans from either side. It was such a great atmosphere there. I agree with you. I think Thunderbirds came out so strongly. To be up by 8 goals at halftime, I was like, well, this is going to be done and dusted early. But good on the Swifts. They know how to fight back and they're very, very good at last quarter fight backs in particular. So, you know, when they finished on a draw, I was like, here we go. But I also thought, well, they had played this exact game a couple of weeks yes. ago when they went into extra time with the Thunderbirds. So what have they learned here? You know, MVP Eleanor Caldwell, she really stood up for them. She not only shot 94%, but she also got really important deflections for them. She stood up when she needed to. It was so funny. Tanya Obbs was screaming, take the one, take the yes. one in the last seconds. She took the ball in 2-point zone and she nailed that and absolutely stood up and delivered. I think she really led from the front. It's been 10 years since they've won a title. So, you know, for Adelaide, this has been a long time coming. They finished 7th last season, so it has been quite the turnaround. I think, though, where things really stood out was in the end, Swifts were highly penalised. So they were sitting at around 77 to the Thunderbirds 51. So if you think about, you know, Swifts are just standing out of play far more often, not getting that opportunity. Both teams use all 10 players, which I really loved, and both teams more than happy to rotate the benches. Helen Housby, incredible, 8 from 10 super shots, 12 from 13 regular shots. And Tipper Dwan as well, I think. I was a little bit critical of her in the previous final. She kind of started slowly. She was a little bit, her radar was off her. I thought she was absolutely incredible against Maddie Turner. And then she had to fight against Sarah Clow. She did an absolutely fantastic job. And I think we're definitely seeing a star in the future. She's been in the Australian squad as a training partner in the past. And I really think that she stood up and put her hand up and showed why potentially she deserves a Diamond Squad selection in the future. So it feels weird to think that it's all over, but there is still exciting things. And I think the most exciting thing is today we get to talk to the superstar of the grand final of the Jamaican netball team. She is the goalkeeper. It is Shamira Sterling.
All right. We are so excited to welcome in our guest. She is a Jamaican defender. She just won the Suncorp Super Netball, was also the player of the year, Shamira Sterling. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to tell you all that I have in store with me.
Yes, please tell us everything. How was the grand final? It went into extra time. Has it all sunk in yet?
Oh, my God. It was so, so, so hard. But you know what? I have celebrated the semifinals more than how I celebrated the finals. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because I knew that once we passed that step, then it's anything can happen at the grand final. And I think I've celebrated that before because I've never been into a SSN semifinals before. So it was very good. The finals was hard. We knew that Swift would have come out to to play their best netball. Didn't expect it to go in the extra time, though, being that we were up by 8 and then let them back into the game. But it's good that we've got the win.
That's right. And look, I did see how hard you celebrated just to make it into that grand final. You finished 7th the last like 3 seasons, actually, that you've been a part of the Thunderbirds. Winning the comp, what has been the difference, you think, to the team in 2023?
I think in 2023, obviously adding Tracy to the coaching staff was a big hit for us. I think her coming on board helped us a lot in the attacking line. And then adding Eleanor into that shooting end, that has hot hands with shooting the super shots. And then Eleanor and Georgie, who Georgie and Lucy, who Eleanor had shared some of our experience with. It's really good. And I just like the fact that this year the team was focused on the goal of winning. And I think at the start of the season, once we started seeing those wins coming in, I started to say to myself, hey, this is a top 4 spot for us this year. And we won't tolerate less than that. Because I feel like, being that we've been at the bottom of the table for 4 years, I just thought that the 5th year something needs to be done. And that's what we did. So, yeah.
What was it like in those final moments of full time and then of extra time, when it was almost like you guys could have won, the Swifts could have won? So what was that like for you out on court? And then also when you got that intercept?
I think when it hit the extra time, for some reason, I wasn't panicking or anything like that. Because in my head, I was saying, hey, the Thunderbirds has nothing to lose. This is our first year being in the SSN grand finals. And I was saying, we don't have anything to lose. So it's either us or Swift. And at that time, while playing extra time, I said, Shami, you need to come up with an interception. Yeah, you need to give the team an interception. I remember at one point when the umpire called Eleanor for contact, and then the ball came. I'm like, Shami, this is your turn. You're the last man off defense. You need to get this ball. And luckily, by the time I thought that to myself, Maisie deflected the ball and I got the interception off Eleanor. It was such a huge, huge moment for the team. And I'm glad I got that intercept for the team to come out with the win.
I love that you can do that. I would tell myself, get intercept Seabass, and they wouldn't come my way. So, I mean, you must be doing something a little bit different to me. Look, tell us about your matchup against Romelda Aiken-George. It must be pretty tough, obviously, fellow Jamaican player, but how influential, I guess, has she been? Because she was like the OG Jamaican to move out to Australia in 2008 to join the Firebirds. Like, what kind of path has she created for, you and other Jamaican players to follow?
I think Romelda has created a path for us to see that us Jamaicans can actually get into the league. And I know back then when I used to look at the Suncorp League, I used to say, oh, they're only taking shooters. But luckily, the great Jiva Mentor have set the standard for us to see that defenders can actually get into that lead. And I'm glad Romelda came out here for us to dream to come into this league. And obviously, Janiel getting out here was really good for us. And I think the matchup with me and Romelda, we always know that Romelda is a very rough shoot and loves the argy-bargy and all of that. And her coming back after a baby is so good. I think she has had one of the best seasons I've ever seen from her. And it's always good coming up against her, because we know the style of netball that she plays. And being that both of us are Jamaicans, we know what each of us will bring to the game.
And now, sticking with, I guess, your Jamaican teammates, you topped the league for intercepts and deflections. Jodi Ann and LaTanya also were in the top 5. So what do you think the secret is to the Jamaican defenders being so amazing this season?
I think, like, every year that I come into this netball league, my interceptions is my number one priority. I don't care about rebounds, deflection, or everything. I always want to make sure I am on top of interceptions. And I remember during the year, I wasn't where I wanted to be with my interceptions, and I panicked a little. And then after panicking and all of that and being hard on myself, I started to pick up back in the interception. And I think that naturally the Jamaican netballers are ball winners, especially our defense line. So I think bringing that into the league and helping the team I think bringing that into the league and then having players around you that help you to get that interception is something really good.
I love that. And congratulations as well. You've just been named the Thunderbirds MVP for 2023. What means more, winning the grand final MVP? How much does this mean after being at the club since 2019?
To be fair with you, I didn't expect to get the club champion. I don't know why, but when I got it, I started to reflect on my performance for the year and say, you know what, Shami, you've had a very good year. You have topped the deflection, the rebounds, the interception. I was just reflecting on it. And like for the finals, it still haven't sunk into me as yet. I think I've celebrated the semifinals more than I celebrated the finals. And I actually don't know why. Maybe because I haven't played in much finals before, why it haven't sunk into me as yet. But I'm really, really grateful that we got it. It has been 5 years that I've been here. Some players on the Thunderbirds team, like Hannah Petty, has been 8 years without a premiership, and I'm glad that we were able to achieve this. And like bringing Eleanor into the squad is something very huge for us as well.
And now our guests, they often name you as a player that they want on their team, or the best netballer in the world right now. How does that make you feel when you know that people that you play against or people in netball hold you in such high regard?
I mean, it's a good feeling for everybody to always want you in their team. And I always say sometimes, like when other persons want you in their team, I have this saying that you can't go where too much star players are. You want to be able to bring, mix the really good players with the local players that are just coming up in netball to be able to achieve something. I feel like when there's too much star in a team, sometimes it's not good. It's like you cannot perform. And I'm glad that I have me being an experienced defender playing alongside Matilda and Latanya, who haven't got much experience, and me teaching and bringing that experience into the team and onto them is something really good. And I hope that one day I probably can play with... I said I always want to play with Jiva Mensah, but we know that Jiva Mensah is a goalkeeper, and I'm a goalkeeper as well. But if it takes me to be playing a goal defense for Jiva to be back there with me, I'll do that.
I was about to say, I've seen you play goal defense this year, and you're not too shabby at that as well. So imagine trying to get a ball through you guys. That would be ridiculous.
No, thank you.
You know what? I actually need to get fit for that position. Like, really, really to get sick. And Tanya putting me there this season was a shocker for me, because no one told me. I've never been there in training. I don't know the center passes that they do. She just put me in there, Shami, you got this. That's the only thing she told me. And I just went out there and did what I had to do.
And it worked out perfectly. She's a genius. Look, I want to know, I always find this really interesting. Who do you rate as your hardest opponent? Someone maybe you've played against before and retired, someone current. I'm really interested, like, who is your nemesis? Who do you hate playing against?
I think I hate, like, I'm not going to say I hate playing against Janelle, but it's very hard playing against Janelle. And then sometimes I have this feeling like I don't want to play an opposing shooter because it gets boring. And then it's so hard to keep into the game when you're playing an opposing shooter. I think that's something I'm used to. Then it gets boring over time playing on a holding shooter. I've played Joe Harton, and Joe Harton has got to be one of the smartest goal shooters I have ever played. When you're playing Joe Harton, you don't really know what you'll get, especially with those tricks that she has up her sleeve. I think Joe Harton is one of my main ones for real. And I'm so sad that she is retired, because I think that she has a lot more in store to give to the game. But hey, you can't question a person's decision.
Yeah, I agree. One of the smartest players, that's for sure. Who do you think is the best netballer in the world right now?
Oh, I'll still go for Janelle. Can I pick a shooter, mid-court shooter?
Give it all
so
to
I'll
us.
I'll pick a Janelle for my shooting in. I'll pick a Liz Watson for my mid-court. And I'll definitely, I think Sarah Clough is the most underrated goalkeeper. I think the work that Sarah Clough does is very good. I feel like sometimes it goes unnoticed and people underrate her. But I've seen Sarah Clough play, and she has She's one of those defenders for me. And obviously, I pick myself too, but I won't be. This is not about me, really, but I'll pick Sarah Collins Watson and Jenny Hill.
I love that. Look, World Cup is on the horizon. We're all super excited. Who do you think is going to be Jamaica's biggest threat to win gold? Because we've seen the build, we've seen a bronze medal, we've seen a silver medal now. What is going to stop you from getting the gold in Cape Town?
Same be the Australia. I know we come up against them in the Commonwealth Games, and I know they'll be coming back for us. But at the same time, we don't want to ride New Zealand and England off, because we know that any top teams that are coming for Jamaica, especially, they're coming hard. But I think the team to beat now is the Aussies and the New Zealanders.
And I need to know, Shamira, what has Rob Wright brought to the Jamaican coaches?
I mean, Rob is different, and I like that he's different. He talks a lot about netball, and what he brought to the Jamaican defense and actually into the team is a bit of structure. I know playing with Jamaica, we don't really have any structure in defense for the past couple of years, and that's what Rob has brought into the team and some of his experience while coaching teams out here in Australia and in New Zealand. And he brings a bit of professionalism into Netball Jamaica as well. And I just, like, as I said, he's different, but and all he talks about is netball, but I feel like he brought structure to our defense plan, and that's where we were lacking in our team.
I love that. That's the most polite thing, I think, you know, to say.
We've both been coached by Rob, and we know exactly how he's like.
He's different and he loves netball. That's perfect. What is the next couple of weeks look like for you? So you've just had your exit meetings with the Thunderbirds. Do you head back to Jamaica? Do you go straight to Cape Town? Like, what does the lead up look like?
So I leave for Cape Town on Saturday, and then we go into camp in Cape Town and then train and then for the World Cup, and then I head back home. So that's it for me. I wish I could have gone back home, but the time of it is not really good.
And then what about not knowing what's happening with contracts all being up in the air? Like, do you pack up your house in Adelaide and leave it there? Do you take everything with you? Like, how do you play the next few months when there's no contracts in Suncorp Super Netball?
Well, what I've done was pack all my stuff, stored them at Netballers today. I'm not too worried about contracted, because obviously I know I might get one, but I feel sorry for the other players who don't know where they'll end up. And that's very unfair to the players, being that the other leagues would have cut off their recruiting time span. So what if a player does not get a contract? Where will they go, being that the other leagues have cut off there? So that's the most worrying part for me, for the other athletes. And I think it's very unfair for them as well.
Yeah, and hard to focus on, you know, doing the job at World Cup if you're thinking about, where you're going to be going next year and what opportunities are going to be coming your way. Let's switch tack. Let's go to this or that. A little bit of fun. Tell us which one you'd rather and maybe a little bit of an explanation why. Do you prefer TikTok or Instagram?
I prefer Instagram because I don't know how to really function, how to really work TikTok. I don't know how to edit the videos on there. I don't know how to cut it or anything like that. So I prefer Instagram.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a hard line. I've seen you dance. And so I feel like Instagram is like, I mean, TikTok would be like your home. Maybe get some of the younger girls in the team. Like, not that you're young, but surely they could help you.
Your Instagram game, you're pretty good, Shamira. But I also want to know, did you have to teach some of your Thunderbirds teammates how to dance?
Yeah, I had to teach. Well, obviously, Hannah Petty has no rhythm at all. It's so hard teaching her. But I know Maisie, who's basically the third Jamaican in the team and can know all the moves that we teach, that we taught her. I think that's the only one. The others are not interested. I think Matilda as well. Matilda is always keen to learn, but Hannah Petty, it's a no for me.
I feel like she would try very hard, though. Surely she gets an A for effort.
She gets an A for effort, but like wanting to dance without no rhythm is not it.
Now, are you a tea or a coffee drinker?
I am a tea person. I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee and you don't drink alcohol. What are you doing for fun, girl?
You are healthy.
I drink alcohol, but I'm not an alcohol drinker, if you get what I mean. I'll have a wine there, And I don't, I just don't like the taste of coffee. I prefer tea.
Maybe we should be taking notes. Wins the premiership, wins MVP, doesn't drink much and doesn't drink coffee. Maybe
and
we should
can
be
dance.
Taking notes. And can dance, yes, exactly. We need to start dance lessons ASAP. I feel like we know the answer to this, GD or GK?
I prefer GK. Sometimes I love the GDs, but when the game is boring. Like if you're playing a less ranked team, I'll play the GD. But when it's those hard teams, I won't last that GD.
Can I just quickly ask, are we going to get another spicy battle between you and Lanice Pocketta this year at World Cup?
I don't think so. I think what I've been working on for the past year is my behavior on court. Like, I don't want to get into the argy-bargy with players or anything, but if they want to project that onto me, then it's on. But I won't. I push it first, but if you push it on me, then it's on.
I love that. Would you prefer a text or a call?
I prefer a text. Please do not call me, especially when I'm not in the mood. I prefer to text.
Love it. And finally, do you prefer to watch a movie or read a book?
I prefer to watch a movie. I cannot just sit and read a book. I always tried. I cannot. Even like when I'm at uni and I've got my lecture notes to read, I cannot. That's why I make sure it's a part of my duty to go to the lecture classes where I can hear rather than have to read.
Well, on that note, Shamira, what are you studying?
I am studying literacy studies and language education. So now I have a semester left of school. I am now a certified teacher, English language and English literature teacher. I'm just waiting on that degree now.
That is amazing. How do you find balancing netball and study?
I mean, last year, for the last 2 years, I was doing uni here. So I was waking up at 4 o'clock in the night just to get to classes. And then I have training at about 8 o'clock. It was hard, but it was worth it. Sometimes you got to do what you have to do. And sometimes they always say, in a Jamaican term, if you want good, your nose have to run. So if you want something, you have to put in the work.
And is that the long-term goal once? In the very distant future, Shamira?
Yep, that's the long-term goal for me. And coming out here was a goal for me. And I didn't want it to be away from my family. And I said, if you want to make something of your life and your career, then you have to do what you have to do. And that's what I do.
Just lastly, is that a little bit of bling I see on your finger? Because I understand you're engaged, right?
Yes, I am. And my fiancé is here with
me.
Oh,
congratulations!
Hi!
Married in December, so yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Yes. Are you going to change your name? What's your last name going to be?
It's still going to be Shamira Sterling Humphrey. I won't drop mine because I've created so much with my last name just to drop it.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, we love That's it. Well, Shamira, we thank you so, so much for joining us. We congratulate you on all your successes so far this year. Probably more and more to come in a wedding at the end of the year. And we wish you all the very best at the World Cup.
And thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. When you need me again, just drop me an Instagram message like what she did.
We won't call.
No, and we won't do TikTok because you don't know how to do TikTok. Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks,
bye. Mom.
So good to hear from Shamira there. Crazy to think of all the things that she's accomplished so far this year, and we're only halfway through the year, but great to get her insight. I even loved how she was saying, I was telling myself, Shami, you need to get the intercept. You need to do this. And just the insight that she gave us into her as a player and a person.
Yeah, I know, right? How incredible is she? And just that ability to pick up intercepts when her team needs them. But interesting, like you said, to hear her thought process. Like, she was disappointed in where she was sitting on the intercept tally, and that's really where she holds herself to account. So, look, she's had an incredible season. I feel like since she's been out here in Australia, she's not only developed as a player, but as a person. She's now a leader within the Thunderbirds team, and to see them get that win on the weekend, must have been super, super sweet for her.
Now, so many gems that she dropped, even how she talked about she doesn't want to be in a team full of superstars. She wants to be one of them and help develop other players. So, I mean, amazing insight. All right. So we're still going to be doing our podcast in the build up to the Netball World Cup. So keep sending in who you want us to chat to. And we've just got a little bit of World Cup update. The Silver Ferns, they have finished up their camp up on the sunny coast. Laura Langman was helping out there. Jo Harton and Serena Guthrie have been added to the England Roses coaching staff. I saw that they were on a flight to, I think, or Jo was on a flight to England, then she's heading to Cape Town. So very exciting to see all these movements and players still involved in the game. Seabass, I believe the Diamonds, they unveiled their dress.
They did. They unveiled their dress, some beautiful Indigenous designs. On there, they're in camp at the moment, so they're in Melbourne. They had like a little mini camp with the players who weren't involved in the grand final, and then the whole squad with their training partners is now together and doing a little bit of prep before they jump on the plane to Cape Town. But there is so much more exciting things to come. We're really hopeful that we can get some great international stars to chat to us and tell us about their perspectives leading into such a highly contested World Cup. I think, you know, to be thinking and talking about Jamaica as gold medal contenders, like in the past, we would have never done that. It's so hotly contested this year, which is great.
Oh, it's fantastic. And even when you look at the SSN Grand Final and you had Jamaicans across the court, then you had two English shooters at either end in Cardwell and Housby. It's going to be great. So we thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much to Shamira, and we will see you all next Tuesday.